next few years were probably the slowest, most uncomfortable years of my life. I mean, they tried to make it easy, but they gave up pretty quickly. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't make it easy on them either. I could just never forgive them. You know, but I'm the kind of person who believes that everything happens for a reason. And you know, I'm kind of glad that I was so miserable counting down the days till I was 18, you know, so I could leave. Because the way it worked for me, there was this one day where I was in the right place at the right time. And now I'm not the type of person to just go get what I want. I usually wait for it to casually come to me. But something hit me that day like a ton of bricks. I know it sounds cheesy, but I fell in love. And that's what kept me there for the next few years. I would have ran away if it wasn't for her.
It was just the same as any day. I was looking to run far from school, and I was at the door ready to go when I heard some books hit the floor. Jaw dropped. I said, "This must be love." 'Cause when I pulled myself together, you were already gone. I screamed, "Wait a minute, listening to the voice in my head." He said, "Kid, you better run, 'cause she's getting away with it."
So I chased after her, running down the hallways. When I got up to her, I grabbed her arm and actually just stood there frozen, didn't know what to say, but I think she kind of felt the same thing, so it worked out. I felt like I finally had a reason to be happy, you know. She would be the first person in my life who was completely honest with me. I had a reason to trust. You know, when I was with her, it just felt like my problems with my parents didn't seem so big anymore. Oh well, I just didn't care.